The sugar adds sweetness, bulk, and texture. Along with baking powder, it produces the tiny cell structures that make baked goods light and fluffy. The fat helps carry the flavor. If you want a big hit of vanilla or that chocolate taste that really blooms in the nasal cavities, you need fat. It also keeps the strands of gluten in the flour from getting too tightly bound together so that the cookie stays chewable. The flour, of course, gives the batter its structure, and with the sugar provides the base for the browning reaction that occurs during baking. You could replace the standard white flour with wheat flour, which is higher in fiber, but fiber adds grittiness. Over the years, there have been many attempts to resolve these contradictions, from Snackwells and Diet Oreos to the dry, grainy hockey pucks that pass for cookies in health food stores, but in every case, flavor or fluffiness or tenderness has been compromised. Steve Gundrum was undeterred. He told his colleagues that he wanted Project Delta to create the world's greatest cookie. He wanted to do it in 6 months. He wanted to enlist the biggest players in the American food industry. And how would he come up with this wonder cookie? The old-fashioned way. He wanted to hold a bake-off. The standard protocol for inventing something in the food industry is called the Matrix Model. There is a department for product development, which comes up with a new idea, and a department for process development,